The holidays are over, and many of our families have collected an abundance of new things. While we look for room for all of these things, we also find we've stored away many older and unwanted items. While we may not have use for these items anymore, there may very well be useful to someone else. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and you're listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. Our guest this morning is Gary Urich, and Gary is manager of Recycle Ann Arbor's Reuse Center. Gary, good morning, and welcome to WEMU.
Good morning, David. Thanks for having me aboard.
Is the holiday season one of the busiest times of the year for the Reuse Center?
I wouldn't say it's the busiest time in terms of customers, but in terms of donations, certainly, as you mentioned in your introductory remarks, people get new things, acquire new objects, and they want to pass along what they're replacing. So we see at the end of the year also tax benefits and tax deductions are available for people. So we get a lot of donations this time of the year. But typically, David, when the students come to Ann Arbor, everything booms, and that includes all the reuse centers and resale shops in Ann Arbor, including ours.
Well, and that is good news. It really is an important part of the student economy, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. It really is. We see a lot of young couples that are students that are trying to make ends meet. We see students that are moving. So it's both in the move in and move out. We get them as they come into town, and they need furniture, they need household essentials. They've assured mom that there's a place in town that they can get pots and pans and dishes. And then when they leave in the spring, we try very hard in their rush to get out of town. We try very hard to let them know that there are many options available for them to donate that reusable material back. So we catch it at both ends, really.
And, you know, the economy has been down in Michigan for quite some time now. And I would assume that when the economy takes a dip, as it has over the past 10 to 15 years, that people start looking for different ways to get the supplies that they need.
Right. And to sell what they no longer need as well. People looking to buy goes up, but you have to remember when the economy goes down, people are looking for a dollar. So we have noticed at the Reuse Center in the last few years that more people are trying to sell on Craigslist. They're trying to sell to friends or in the papers or whatever. So you know, that goes part. That's part of it, as well as eBay. That's part of the thing where we get more people looking to buy, maybe a little bit less higher value donations, but there's a greater awareness, David, in the last few years as well in terms of putting material back into reuse. So it's kind of balancing out, you know.
You have 20,000 square feet of retail space at the Reuse Center. That's pretty significant. What do you, or perhaps it's easier to ask this, what won't you take?
That's a good way to put it. What we don't take, we can certainly refer people down the street to some other operations that take it, but we don't take clothing or shoes. But, you know, we take a lot of stuff that some other operations can't take because we are 20,000 feet and because we are part of a full-service nonprofit recycling organization. The Recycling Arbor is about the Reuse Center, but it's about the drop-off station, which is on Ellsworth and Platt, which is also a recycling center, as well as a place where debris can be taken. We're part of curbside recycling in Ann Arbor. We're part of Calvert's, which does construction and demolition recycling out on Jackson Avenue. All these operations are you can view on our website. But since we're connected to recycling and over 30-year-old nonprofit, we're about putting this material back into use because we respect the energy, the resources, the human talents that have gone into designing all these objects. When you throw a chair away, you're just not getting that object out of your sight. You're kind of turning your thumbs down on all that's been invested in it over the years. So the Reuse Center is about just taking chances on things that maybe other places don't have the space or room or the will to do that. We are connected to the drop-off station, so if something we just absolutely can't sell something, we can easily move it on to its end life.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and our guest this morning is Gary Urich, and he's manager of Recycle Ann Arbor's Reuse Center. And we talk about how you're all connected, and it keeps things out of the waste stream. That's what we're talking about as an environmental benefit. I know it's very hard to quantify, but with 20,000 square feet of retail space, you're keeping a lot of tons of waste out of our landfills.
Tons of waste, no doubt, no doubt. And when you combine that with the other 13 or 14 thrift shops that are nonprofit in the area, just take a look at what's happening in the community. So, and I would say also to people that are listening that all of these thrift shops are trying very hard provide that service, and they're working very hard under a lot of stress. We can't take everything that's offered. We try to. And so remember, when you visit a thrift shop and maybe people are hurried or rushed or a little haggard, it is a very difficult job to sort and clean and test and ultimately to throw away. So if people have an hour of time or 2 hours of time at any thrift shop, you'd be surprised how thrilled that manager would be. Every thrift shop I visited to prepare for this, the manager had gloves on and was out in
and
the,
just ready to go.
Yeah, and doing it out there on the floor and doing it along with the staff. So there is a lot of work involved in handling this material, but it certainly is the benefit to the environment and to the community.
Well, as you've mentioned, resale shops are becoming more common in our area, at least 13 right now, and in the Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti area. Has that cut into your business? So how is this working in a cooperative sense?
We're all about serving the people and serving the environment and respecting our resources and our commodity products that have resources. So we're all in the same boat. We're all doing the same work. Certainly, there's only so much material to go around. So our volume of material has leveled off, but not to the point where we've had to make some business adjustments. These thrift shops are all businesses as well. We're a business as well. We have to survive and be sustainable. So we make adjustments with the economy and with what's being donated. But I don't think there's any thrift shop that's really threatened now with a lack of material. I mean, it's people. There's a greater awareness of the need to participate in this green activity, and so we're busy.
I heard something in there, and I don't want to let it pass without really making note of it, and that is that in the end, service, both to environment, to community, to customer,
right,
that's the real bottom line here rather than dollars and cents.
Exactly, absolutely. And it's also to engage the community. A lot of our people that visit Art Center believe it's their center. They're there every day. They come through once a week. They come by. They say hi, and they're participating. They donate or they buy. And you wouldn't believe how many times we hear, "Oh, we are so glad we have this option. I wish we had this back home when I go home in the summer. We wish we had this." I'm not going to mention any city's names, but we're very lucky in this area to have all of these thrift shop operations, and we hear that gratitude from people all the time.
Just for my own amusement, what's the most bizarre item someone's tried to drop on you?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. I was almost going to ask you to ask that. It's kind of macabre, and I hesitate mentioning it over the airways, but and please, no bad taste intended here. But it was a child's casket.
Is that right?
Bizarre, eh? And you said bizarre, David.
Well, I guess I'm glad that it wasn't used.
There was a mannequin in it, and it had a glass cover where the head was. But thankfully, we have fraternities in the area that have senses of humor that could appreciate that. So it was snapped up quite quickly. We didn't have to have too many people look at it.
Well, where can we find more information about the Reuse Center, its offerings, and its environmental benefits?
Well, just go to www.recycleannarbor.org, and you'll see an A to Z recycling guide, which is very helpful in terms of where to take material, not only the Reuse Center, but the drop-off station. And then there's a tab, a series of pages on the Reuse Center. So that's your best link for our services.
Gary, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, David, for having us aboard.
Gary is manager of Recycle Ann Arbor's Reuse Center. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to another installment of Issues of the Environment, a cooperative effort of the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.